For 40 years, Frederick Wiseman has been documenting the institutions of American life in his films. He started with Titicut Follies, a film about a Massachusetts hospital for the criminally insane. Over the decades, his camera has explored a high school, a monastery, a town in Maine, a police department, a zoo, and many, many other subjects. In a Wiseman documentary, there's no narrator, and the camera lingers over scenes that we're much more accustomed to seeing cut short, tailored to a limited patience. His latest film, State Legislature, is on PBS tonight, and it's no different. Here's part of a scene in which an immigrant advocate argues with a legislator in favor of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
Correct. That's an immigration question. What I'm talking about is a transportation issue.
I understand that, but that's why I was so earlier. But there too, if you can get a legal license in Mexico and drive in Mexico when you get here,
so under your proposal is let's send all them back to get their driver's license and then come back. That's not going
to
happen.
Well, I want them to come back legal.
That's not going to happen. You know,
it's a scene from Frederick Wiseman's new documentary, State Legislature. Fred Wiseman joins us now from Paris. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
And you have depicted a slice of life in the Idaho state legislature. First, why Idaho?
Oh, well, for a couple of reasons. One, perhaps the most important, was they gave me permission. But another reason is that it's a citizen legislature. And I think there's 17 citizen legislatures. And what that means is that the legislators all have other jobs. It just meets 3 months a year, and they all go, the rest of the time they're back in their community as doctors, lawyers, insurance salesmen, taxi cab drivers, or whatever they are, so that they're rooted in their community. They don't get paid the way a legislator in New York or California would get paid. It's not a full-time job. And so they're people who are rooted in their communities and who take their work very seriously.
Well, after looking and filming this exercise in grassroots democracy at the state level, you come away more or less cynical about government in the United States?
I come away less cynical, actually. I didn't necessarily agree with the decisions they made, but I had great respect for their devotion to the process and the fact that they took their work extremely seriously. And I thought it's an illustration of two cheers for democracy, because I thought it worked. I thought the people were dedicated. They had an awful lot to think about, because in the course of a legislative session, maybe 1,000 bills would come up, and they have to be informed in one way or another about all these different subjects. And the work of the legislature touches every aspect of our lives. So we all have opinions. I certainly had a lot of opinions about legislators. But I really had no experience with them, and I had no idea of how informed they had to be and the variety of decisions they had to make and how their decisions affected our lives.
Yes, we heard earlier an exchange between one state legislator and an advocate for immigrants having, well, the issue presents itself in that case as an issue about driver's licenses, but it's a discussion of illegal immigration in the United States. And there are big national issues that come before these citizen legislators rather often.
Right. The issues that the legislature has to deal with is very similar to the kinds of issues that come up in the federal Congress. And you see whether it's gay marriage or whether it's driver's licenses or different kinds of governmental regulation or the relationship between the government and the citizen. They're all the same issues, and they're all the issues that affect so much of our lives.
It's interesting that you said you really didn't know anything about a state legislature. We're watching, when we watch your documentary, a view of a state government, which is something that is covered routinely in journalism day to day. That is, government and politics are the meat and potatoes, I guess, along with fire and crime, of much news coverage. But there certainly is a great disconnect with what we normally see in the way of news coverage, say, on television, and this longer take on what the state legislature is doing, say, in Idaho.
Well, yeah. What I tried to do is get beyond the trendy issues and show what went on in committee meetings and meetings with lobbyists or with citizens of the state, and to get beyond the usual cliches about a legislative session. The idea of the film is to show how complicated the work of a legislator is.
Well, Frederick Wiseman, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Well, thank you for doing the interview. I appreciate it.
That's filmmaker Frederick Wiseman talking with us about his latest documentary, State Legislature, which airs on PBS tonight.